Well, we're here at the Monsanto Water Utilization Learning Center south of Gothenburg, Nebraska. And we're going to talk with Mayank Malik, who is a weed management technology development rep with Monsanto. Mayank, you cover Nebraska and any other areas?
I do mostly cover Nebraska and a little part of Wyoming,
okay. But
mostly it is the state of Nebraska.
Okay. Well, today you were leading us on a tour talking about the new Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans system that we're going to have coming along here, and also talked a lot about weed management and some of the things that people are going to need to be thinking about there. First of all, let's talk about Roundup Ready to Extend, and again, tell us about that system.
So, well, the Roundup Ready to Extend crop system is the first one of the first stack trait that Monsanto will be bringing to the marketplace. And here you can use both Roundup and dicamba on top of those soybeans. And dicamba has been in marketplace for more than 50 years, and we all know it provides a good control of all the hard to control and herbicide resistant weeds. Just say, for example, in corn, in soybean cropping system, we are dealing a lot with the water hemp, mare's tail or horseweed, and down west we are dealing a lot with kochia and dicamba. It provides a great control of glyphosate resistant and other hard to control weeds. And that's why we have this technology coming into the marketplace. And with dicamba, everyone had some concerns like what about volatility, because everyone was all used to spraying Banvil, and that was very volatile formulation. So that's why, to address that issue, we have developed some low volatile dicamba formulation that are about 90 to 95% less volatile than Banvil formulation of dicamba. So we have a standalone low volatile dicamba formulation, and we are also developing a premix of Roundup along with this low volatile dicamba formulation, so that in dicamba soybeans, when they come into a Roundup Ready to Extend crop system, when it comes to marketplace, pending the regulatory approval from USDA, you can use both Roundup and dicamba on top of these soybeans, and we are recommending to use this low volatile dicamba, either a standalone product or tank mix, Roundup and dicamba tank mix on top of these beans, to get good control of these hard to control and resistant weeds.
I know there are a lot of people looking forward to this product coming onto the market. But one of the things you emphasized this morning to us was that this is not, and to use your term, I guess, this is not the silver bullet as far as weed control or weed resistance is concerned.
Yes, that is correct. Because as you all know, what happened when growers had been using Roundup, and Roundup alone to control those hard to control weeds up in the Roundup Ready soybeans cropping system. So that's why we are recommending that if you use or put the weeds under selection pressure from using the same mode of action, then you may have some problems with herbicide resistance. So now, as we have Roundup resistant weeds up around there, because which developed resistant due to repeated use of Roundup, we do not want that growers, once the dicamba soybeans or Roundup Extend crop system comes into marketplace, they start using dicamba over and over again and put the selection pressure on weeds. Because if we do that, we may have another weed species that may develop to herbicide with this mode of action. So that's why what we are recommending with this system is to use multiple modes of action. Use a residual herbicide along with Roundup and dicamba, and you can have a good control for the weeds all throughout the year. And this Roundup Ready Extend crop system is an additional tool to manage your weeds in your cropping systems, so soybean cropping systems.
You were also emphasizing this morning that this is going to require some more crop safety practices, maybe some things that guys haven't had to worry about in the past?
Yes, there are some things they have to keep in mind, because once this technology, Roundup Ready Extend crop system, comes into marketplace, there are a lot of things people have to keep in mind so that they can make the best use out of this technology. First and most important thing will be to manage the off-target movement, because what is associated with dicamba is like if you have a sensitive crop around, you may be more prone to drift, because if you are not careful enough, you may drift this dicamba. This dicamba may drift to some of the sensitive crop. So you have to be very careful to use the nozzles that produce the bigger droplet size. And we are recommending to you, what we are recommending and saying is use the nozzles that produce extremely coarse to ultra coarse droplet size, so that you can minimize the number of driftable fines that are associated if you use the traditional nozzles such as XR flat fans. So that's why you have to be very careful with using the what nozzles you use, and be careful about the wind speed. You cannot spray if there are high wind speeds prevailing, and if you have a sensitive crop downwind. And also you have to be careful by using, as I told you earlier, to use the low volatile dicamba formulation so that you can minimize the volatilization losses.
As I understand it, we're looking at possibly 2015 for an approval of this product?
It all depends. Like, we have submitted all the paperwork to the regulatory agency, to USDA, for possible deregulation, and they have told the USDA will be doing some of more studies called environmental impact studies to further look at this and decide on deregulating the trade. We are hoping it may be done in another year or year and a half, but it may take a little longer also, but we hope it should be done pretty soon, as we have provided them all the things they need to conduct those studies.